In Old Testament times, the Lord spoke through the prophet Jeremiah. And he said through Jeremiah, I will give you shepherds after my own heart. Of course, today is Good Shepherd Sunday, and we have this passage from the 10th chapter of St. John's Gospel, where Jesus says, I am the Good Shepherd. So we see in Jesus that the promise of God is fulfilled. And not only in the person of Jesus, but then also as Jesus left the church the sacrament of holy orders, he is arranged so that that shepherding ministry can continue in his name, primarily through bishops, but also through priests and deacons as well. But we go back to the time of the prophets, and we ask the question, why did God say, I will give you shepherds? Was he just saying, well, I know it's going to take some administration to keep this thing going, so got to have someone to sign the checks and, set the schedule for Holy Week and all of that? No, of course not. What is the role of the shepherd but to teach of love? But we could also then ask, why would God say, I will give you shepherds? The people already knew that God loved them. Even before the time of Christ, people knew God loved them. It was revealed to them, not only by the prophets, but also in the history that they knew, how God had created the world out of love, how he made these covenants with people, with Abraham, with Moses, with Noah, with all these different people. He had set them free from slavery in Egypt. He had defeated their enemies for them. They knew that God loved them. They had seen what God had done out of love for them. But there's a big difference between knowing that God loves you and experiencing God's love for you. We all know that God loves us. At least I hope we know it. It's been taught to us. I was raised in a Catholic family. I went to Catholic school, so I had religion, I think, every day from first grade through eighth grade, probably. You can see how well I remember. But anyway, I was steeped in the faith. I was taught all of these things. I was told God loves me. So I knew it. I knew it. It wasn't until I was 17 years old that I experienced God's love. Yes, I had been to confession a handful of times. I had been to Holy Communion lots of times, been to church every Sunday. But I went on a retreat when I was 17 years old, a senior in high school. And that was the first time that I experienced profoundly that God loved me and that it wasn't just an idea. It wasn't just a truth that was taught to me. It was real. And that's where God wants to call all of us. Beyond just knowing with our brain, into a place where we live daily and in every moment out of the experience, the deep experience of God's immeasurable love for us. I think that's why God promised that he would give his people shepherds. Because it's in this shepherding role that people come to experience in a personal way God's love. There are many other ways also, don't get me wrong. It's not only through the pastors of the church that people experience God's love. But God designed the church in a very specific way so that through the ministry of bishops and priests and deacons, people could experience God's love in a personal way. And that it would go from just being an idea and a thought, a conviction mentally, to being the lived experience. You may have heard of the American Catholic author Flannery O'Connor. Brilliant woman, great writer. She was invited one time to sort of a high society event, a dinner with some high society acquaintances. And she was quiet for most of the evening. I don't think she really felt like she was in the right place. And she was, I think, the only Catholic at that particular gathering. Somehow, in the course of the evening, the conversation turned to the topic of the Eucharist. And one of the women there at the table said, she shared how when she was a little girl, she had received the host, and oh gosh, what a nice experience that had been. And she said, I really think it's a wonderful symbol. And Flannery O'Connor finally spoke up, and she said, Madam, if it's only a symbol, then to hell with it. She knew that the life of faith had to be more than a symbol, an idea, an abstraction, an intellectual understanding. There's a reality, there's a substance in our faith. And so it is for all of us when it comes to knowing God's love. If God's love for us is just an idea, a thought, a truth that we know in our brain, why bother? Honestly, why bother? But when the love of God comes to be the fundamental reality of our life and existence and our experience, then we're on fire. Today is also the World Day of Prayer for Vocations. Jesus in the Gospel talks about this role of shepherding. He talks also about the bad shepherds. You've seen the news headlines in the past 15 years. You know very well there have been bad shepherds in the church. Bad, bad, bad shepherds who pastured themselves on the sheep, who violated the call to love and to respect the dignity of every person. I mention that because I think it highlights how absolutely necessary it is for us to pray for the shepherds of the church. Starting with the Holy Father, pray for the Pope every day. He has a tremendous burden on his shoulders. And by the grace of God, he's doing quite well. He's responding well to God's call. But he needs our prayers. Also the bishops of the church, especially our bishop-to-be, Thomas Daly, pray for him that he will have the strength to be a good shepherd. Pray for the pastor of your parish, even more than once a day, if you think about it. I need your prayers very much to be a good shepherd. But don't just pray for my sake. In fact, I'm not asking you to pray for my sake. Pray that I would be a good shepherd and that the Pope and the bishops would be a good shepherd for the sake of the church. Because when the people experience the love of the shepherd through these pastors of the church, whom God has called to be in that role of shepherding, then there is true transformation. Experiencing the love of the shepherd, we all need to experience the love of the shepherd, because that love has the power to transform us. When we are transformed in love, we will set the world ablaze.